Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Praising God, Bible Bits from Psalms. In this session, we'll be looking at Psalm 127, verses 1 and 2, an eternal building. Let's look at our text, Psalm 127, beginning at verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchmen stay awake in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. House, he says, the house. This is the translation of the Hebrew word bayit, which has the idea of a house, a family, including all that's inside. The word vain is used three times. The translated Hebrew word is shav, and it pictures nothingness. It disappoints the hope that's placed in it. An important principle is that the Lord must be in charge. The Lord must be the builder. Look at the first part of verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the building, they labor in vain who build it. If the structure or institution is built by man, it will fall short of all it hoped to fulfill. Why was the wilderness tabernacle so perfect? Well, the answer to that is in Exodus chapter 40 and verse 16. Thus Moses did according to all that the Lord had commanded him. So he did. The Lord must be the builder. Second, the Lord must be the protector. Look at the second part of verse 1. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. An attacker watches carefully for that one moment when the guard is not watching, or the one place where the guard is not located, and he focuses his efforts there. The Lord is omnipresent, and he protects all. The word guards translates the Hebrew word shamah, to hedge around something, as with thorns. Psalm 121, verse 3. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forward and even forevermore. Watchmen and guard are from the same Hebrew root word. Keeper and preserves are also from the same Hebrew root word. What's the point? Only God is the absolute protector. He takes care of what belongs to him. And then third, so the Lord must be the protector. And third, the Lord must be the rewarder. Look at verse 2 again. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. Man's best efforts fall so far short of what God is able to do. Rise early, stay up late, perform painful labor. It also results in nothingness, falling short of its hope. The phrase bread of sorrows translates a Hebrew word which pictures labor with pain like a woman in childbirth. And then he gives his beloved sleep. God blesses those who are his without vain labor. So what am I driving at? The Lord did not tell us to build his house by our own efforts. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Notice that the psalmist moved from the context of the home to the content of the home. Look at verses 3 through 5 of Psalm 127. "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but shall speak with their enemies in the gate." These verses are of crucial importance. If we don't view this properly, we miss it all. Children are gifts from God, a heritage. Children are blessings from God, a reward. Children are weapons from God, arrows. Children are joy from God, happy. Children are strength from God, not ashamed. Do you view children in these ways? All of them? It will affect your service to Jesus Christ, how you view them. Let's apply this to the building of the church. The Lord must be the builder. The Lord must be the protector. The Lord must be the rewarder. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. "And Jesus also, and I, Jesus, also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." Those two words, Peter and rock, are from the same root, but the word used by Jesus for Peter was essentially a small stone. And the word rock was like a ledge, a boulder. He was referring to himself. Peter made the confession, "Jesus is the foundation, and he will build his church, and hell will not prevail against it." He says, "I will build my church." The Lord must be the builder. "The gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." The Lord must be the protector. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 47, after the church was started that day of Pentecost, it says, "Praising God and having favor with all people, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved." The Lord must be the rewarder. So what are Christians doing in this building project? Well, look at the larger passage there in Acts chapter 2, verse 40 and verse 47, after all those people got saved, 3,000. Acts 2:40, "And with many other words, Peter testified and exhorted them, saying, 'Be saved from this perverse generation.' Then those who gladly received his word were baptized. And that day, about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. And then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods and divided them amongst among all, as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one another in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And God added to the church daily those who were being saved. Seek to know and obey Jesus Christ. He will do his work through us. The more we know and obey the Lord, the more he will build his house in our fellowship. You think about all that, and you have a great day.